A new report on Line 5 questions its safety. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The National Wildlife Federation took a look at data on currents in the Straits of Mackinac. That's where Enbridge's twin pipelines run along the bottom of Lake Michigan. Mike Schreiberg is the executive director of the Federation's Great Lakes Office.
What this report shows is that there are additional stresses on this pipeline beyond what it was designed for.
He says we have more information about the velocity of the currents in the straits than we did back in the 1950s when the pipelines were designed.
The actual currents under the straits are up to 2 times as strong as what the line was designed for.
Enbridge says the pipelines can handle the currents. Ryan Duffy is an Enbridge spokesman.
You know, these are issues that have been raised before and that we've addressed in the past. I mean, these are things that we are constantly continuously inspecting for along Line 5, and all the tests we've done to this point have shown that the line is in very good condition.
These issues are likely to come up in Lansing on Monday. That's the next meeting of the Michigan Pipeline Safety Advisory Board. Full disclosure, Enbridge is a financial supporter of this station. This is the Environment Report. The U.S. EPA is revising the 25-year-old lead and copper rule. The new rules are set to come out this year. Lindsay Smith reports a top EPA official says one of the biggest changes could be an expensive one.
Because of the water crisis, we know now that there are tens of thousands of lead water pipes still buried underground in Flint. And we know that other cities are now at least trying to figure out how many lead service lines they have and where they're located. Detroit has at least 125,000 lead lines, and that number doesn't include the many older suburbs with lead lines, too. Grand Rapids has at least 17,000.
But that's just the tip of the iceberg.
That's Bob Kaplan. He's acting regional administrator of EPA Region 5, which includes Michigan and much of the Midwest. The rest of the iceberg, to use Kaplan's analogy, is that there's still 10 million lead service lines in cities across the U.S. This week, hundreds of water system operators and industry insiders gathered for a water summit in Flint, and Kaplan told them, initially, it looked like improving the lead and copper rule, clarifying certain things about corrosion control treatment and closing some testing loopholes. They thought that would be enough to prevent another Flint water crisis.
And instead, what's come out of it is we found that we have lots more concerns, that it's not going to be fixed with just merely tweaks to a regulation. In fact, we're not going to regulate our way out of this at all.
Instead, Kaplan suggests that finding and replacing lead service lines is going to have to be the biggest priority. Under the current rule, cities only have to start replacing lead service lines after lead levels are high. But by then, the damage to people who drank that water is already done. So instead of waiting for a problem, the EPA might push water systems to find ways to dig up and replace all their lead lines, even if their lead levels are considered safe. The EPA estimated it'll cost between $16 and $80 billion to do this nationwide. Unfortunately, older cities with high poverty rates, like Detroit and Flint, will tend to have more lead pipes underground. But it's not all bad news. Kaplan did offer a glimmer of hope. President Donald Trump and his administration say they'll focus major spending on infrastructure. Kaplan says when he does meet his new boss, EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt, he'll push for lead service line replacement as a way to create jobs and improve public health. For the Environment Report, I'm Lindsay Smith.
And that's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.